know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus, when he had scourged him, to be crucified. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again? And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre wherein was never man yet laid. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as